Blog Talk Radio.
Dragon's Den, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see, is it Dragon's Den?
No! 15 seconds, that's gotta be some kind of record.
Good God.
That sound is vintage NAWC.
Michael Cole, back in room 101.
Ball game.
Good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, ravishing Robert Seidelman at your service to guide you through all the news and information that took place in the wrestling world this week. I.e., that new theme song was ripped from the Crystal Maze.
Oh, good show. Good show.
And here is our version of Mumsy, Nikki Hayman.
You know you really hate your real-world job when the greatest thing that's happened to you this week is getting choked the F out?
And speaking of, here's our version of Edward Tudor Pole, Jason Block.
My biggest thing that happened to me this week was I actually got to see the new version of the Newlywed Game with Carney Wilson and basically got a celebrity shout-out from Michael Davies.
And then, since we're sticking with British TV show hosts, we have our version of Joe Pasquale 4.
The highlight of my week is making it almost to the end of The Force Unleashed. It is a good game, by the way.
And then we have our version of Jimmy Carr Typho.
I had a great week. I got kicked in the head. Not by Randy Orton, but, you know, less devastating.
What happened?
Playing basketball, took a foot to the head.
Yeah. Ow.
So basketball shoes hold grudges.
I guess they do. It made a mark on my head, so.
Whoa! Excuse me, were you trying to block your sister or something? I don't know.
I was diving for the ball.
Yeah, speaking of blocking your sister with your head, Raw was it was interesting this week, wasn't it, folks? Wasn't it?
It had its moments. They did something this week I thought which was which is a lot for WWE. They did something. They pulled a match off or set up a match that was 1 month premature, I think. which was the JBL HBK, and the way they're announcing it, they're calling it the all or nothing match. What happened is that in a very long but very good promo, HBK and JBL went at it. JBL gave a promise to HBK that you would have a match at No Way Out. If HBK wins, JBL pays pays Shawn Michaels everything, including all the severance packages, enough to make his family set for life. If he loses, he owns Shawn Michaels in perpetuity. His name, his likeness, he can make him, the words were, what was the word, Nikki? Dance in a monkey suit if he wanted to?
That was a brilliant promo.
My audio was bad because I was actually sitting at a bar with a handful of other wrestlers. seeing the movie and watching Raw and throwing things at the monitor and complaining about the waitress.
Mm-hmm. But what happened was, so yeah, he accepted the match, and basically JBL almost beat the crap out, where, you know, was basically pointing at him to make sure that he would snap, because if he snapped, they wouldn't have the match, and nothing, you know, the deal would be off.
Right. And on that note, we welcome our version of Clive Anderson, BRM.
There.
BRM?
Oh, Stat Boy Josh Henniger, ladies and gentlemen.
Good God.
Smooth one there.
Robert, I think one of the new sound effects should be played on that one myself.
What an idiot you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Somehow with the slip-ups thus far in the show, reminds me of the new Botchamania video, which hopefully doesn't get to the 10th annual Starcade 92 at any point.
I saw that Botchamania.
Is Matthew now?
I wish we could get Matthew on this show.
Well, but and also some news that came out of the thing was, in the beginning, Shane McMahon.
Wait! You forgot. Since you're interrupting, we gotta do this.
Oh yeah, thank you.
And now with breaking news from the NAWC news desk, and here is your anchor, Jason Locke.
Thank you. More matches were set up for the No Way Out pay-per-view, including, which is amazing, Randy Orton and Shane McMahon in a no-holds-barred street fight match. How many people were shocked at this? No one.
No.
The
crowd goes mild.
Yeah, exactly. And although I will say that Randy Orton punting Shane McMahon was a very good idea. If I were Legacy, that's what I would do. I would soften them up. And then I like the fact that afterwards, Stephanie McMahon talked to Kane, and Kane apparently has a cell phone directly to hell. I wonder where that, you know, plan goes into effect.
No. It's telepathic. They don't bother with the cell phone stuff. The roaming charges are bad enough.
Yeah, okay.
Text messages.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because I want the picture of Taker doing the LOL.
Oh,
geez.
LOL.
Maybe a little smiley face.
Man. Yeah, he's got a little... He's got a little swipey on his cell phone.
That's okay.
Hotkin has brimstone.
LMAO.
Yeah. Right.
And just by loaning my trick out to a neighbor, I made more money than Braden Walker this week.
So, Stephanie said, "You talked to him?" Kane said, "Yeah." She said, "Is he good with it?" "Yeah." Putting Kane in the elimination chamber, making him the final participant, and realizing that Raw has got the crappier elimination chamber with the following six people in it: John Cena defending against Rey Mysterio, Kofi Kingston, Kane, Mike freaking Knox.
The winner.
Okay, you heard this right, folks. Mike fucking Knox. Okay. All right.
And do we have any Mike Knox fans in the house tonight?
Hey.
Oh, good God!
Huh?
But what about a separate fan base for his beard?
There's somebody in the back with a plus sign.
Yes. And of course, Chris Jericho. Now, does anybody think that John Cena is not going to win that Elimination Chamber?
Now, in the Chamber's defense, though, they pulled the same crowd last year with the SmackDown Chamber.
Yes, they did.
The two viable competitors in there were Batista and The Undertaker.
Correct.
I mean, come on, Big Daddy V.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought Big Daddy V was going to WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
Oh, that one. Taker, mm-hmm. Batista, Kali Cinnabuns, Finley MVP, and Big Fatty V.
Yeah.
Horrible mess where Undertaker almost got hurt because somebody forgot to close and lock the chamber door.
Yeah.
Had a great finish, though, with that flip tombstone.
No, that was gorgeous. The but like I said, you know, you look at that lineup, and do you really think that anybody other than Batista or Taker were going to walk out with that belt? Seriously.
No.
No.
And that's what we've got this year with the Raw Chamber.
Yeah, it's either Cena, Jericho, and four people we could give a really rat's ass about. Because the SmackDown Chamber, which we'll get to a bit, is low dead. Low. Okay. Loaded.
And it's not even. Wait a minute. It is completed. All
yes,
right.
It is completed as
yeah,
of tonight.
Yeah, it's completed tonight.
It is
and
loaded.
Far as I'll go.
Yeah.
By the way, just a quick note, we have a moment of fail.
Oh, this week?
On Raw, they debuted the new name for the FU.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It is called the Attitude Adjuster.
Turkey!
Room 101 it! Room 101 it!
Becky.
What was wrong with the going for the victory?
That was weeks better for name.
Okay. I wish VRM was here because he was going to throw something into Room 101, but since we discussed beforehand, we're going to throw two things into one Room 101 tonight. But we'll get to that later.
If we discuss Room 101 tonight, which we could.
No, I have that planned for next week.
Okay. So
go ahead.
I was just going to say, look, that is part of something that we threw into 101 last week. It is Escape, which is the PG-ification of the WWE. Okay?
Yep.
I cannot stand it. You know, you are neutering the adult product, the adult market of it.
Then
okay?
again, to be honest, it all, I don't know if you've discussed this, but it all has to do with Linda McMahon getting on that Connecticut board of education.
That, you know what, we did not discuss that, but you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
Didn't know that.
What? You did not know this?
I knew it, but I just found out just Monday.
No, this was a few weeks ago. This was in like either December or early January.
It was mid-January,
before
the Rumble.
Right. She was appointed by former governor or Governor Jody Rell to the Connecticut State Board of Education. You can't have the CEO of one of the biggest companies in the state of Connecticut basically having kids saying the FU. You can't. Unfortunately, it's the PC-ification. It's the same way that you can't have Michael Phelps on a box of Kellogg's who basically would be caught in the same car with RVD. Okay? Sorry, you can't do it. It's not what you're supposed to do, unfortunately.
By the way, Linda McMahon was appointed to the Connecticut Board of Education on January 12th.
Okay.
All right.
So appreciate the clarification on that. But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think of what else. Did Beth Phoenix beat this week?
Room 101 women's champion Candice Michelle.
Oh God, yeah.
We all got to raise our hands up.
And surprisingly, Candice Michelle walked out under her own volition.
The people who I was watching that with were hoping she would injure herself and be out for another 6 months.
She'd probably be released. And speaking of being released, it is time for sad news.
Okay.
Because we're talking ECW now.
Oh, okay.
And sadly, Biff lost.
Oh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Biff lookalike, a.k.a. Jack Swagger, lost.
Dumb. Bad booking maneuver. Very bad.
Horrible.
But he lost dirty.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Not clean.
It would have been one thing if Finley took a little bastard himself used like a 4-foot-long shillelagh. That's what made it worse.
Those cheating baby faces.
Well, Hornswoggle's had that long shillelagh forever. It's been a while since it's been actually been used on TV.
I still think that you shouldn't have the guy who's the heel champ lose.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying that nobody should be surprised. Well, yeah, I was surprised. I think that Swagger shouldn't have lost until after Mania. Personally, I was happy with him winning all the way up to Extreme Rules when Tommy finally took the belt off of him. But
right.
I don't think it's sustained that. That is an awful lot of storyline that WWE doesn't know how to maintain anymore.
That's because WWE can't maintain any form of storyline anymore.
I disagree, but I won't. That's for another show.
Oh, just a couple of other quick things for Raw. I like the way Raw explained the fact that Shane McMahon basically kicked Legacy's ass. You know, that we didn't want to fight back. You know, they would have gone 3-on-1 to 20-on-3 because everybody was there.
I would have accepted that if everybody had gotten involved a whole lot sooner instead of just standing up there and watching. And where in the world is Snuka and Manu?
The Weagle, by the way, gets his rematch next week against CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm betting that Sim Snuka and, wait a minute, good old what's-his-face, Manu Ginobili, whatever.
Wow.
We'll be seeing their way out into future Endeavor Land very soon.
Well, tickets are only still $25 up here in Seattle for it.
and I also did like the maneuvering of the Chris Jericho Mickey Rourke feud. That was also very good.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody wants to donate to the Send Robert Seidelman to No Way Out Fund, just PayPal me $25. The SigmaFan2 at MSN.com.
I can hear those computers clicking right now.
No, you can't.
And also, Ric Flair is going to be back next week to basically bitch out Chris Jericho, which is fine. I don't mind that.
Me neither.
It better not turn into a match. That's all I ask.
It sure is looking like
memories
it's going to turn into one.
The memories are going to be tampered with.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So bloody good at that.
And of course, speaking of ECW, Finlay and Jack Swagger will be happening for the belt at No Way Out.
Which is why I want to see Jack Swagger in person.
Yeah.
I mean,
who doesn't want to see Biff Tannen?
Crispin Glover?
Maybe Swagger will get a new finisher called the Make Like a Tree and Leaf.
Mm-hmm. No!
He could say
it. That's not the line!
I know he's going to say it right this time, because he's not.
Even better, Finley could win, and then Todd Christian would ask, what do you have to say about this, Swagger? I hate manure.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. On ECW, we had Paul Burchill defeating Tommy Dreamer with a neckbreaker. Then we also had
the
Miz.
Dreamer's push.
What?
I just made a joke. I said, so much for Dreamer's push.
No, not necessarily, because the Miz and Morrison came out and then basically bitched out Dreamer, and then Dreamer attacked Miz, and then Morrison and Miz double teamed him.
Yep. Okay, now, I think we better get this out of the way, otherwise we'll never get to it. It is now time for NAWC pay-per-view pick-ems.
Oh, joy.
Thank you. You stick with that, man. Seriously.
Thank you, Eeyore.
Here it goes. 7 matches. 8 points possible. Fourth is the defending champion.
That's
Against
right.
the Lodge 2008 will take
Monday.
Place live from Orlando at Universal Studios, Florida. The former home to such great shows as Legends of the Hidden Temple and Family Double Dare.
Well, come this Sunday, I'm still going to be needing my title.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
reminder to
on.
Self, throw a basketball in your direction soon.
Let's start off with the bottom match that I have here. Maple Leaf Muscle, Petey Williams versus Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner. The Muscleheads are Muscleheads no more. Who wins? And we start with the matron of NAWC, that of course being Nikki Haymon.
Well, let's see. You know, Scott Steiner is such an underrated guy. He really, really needs this push. He's showing the Maple Leaf Muscle. God, I can't do that with a straight face for long. I really want to see Petey walk away with this one. Scott Steiner doesn't need it. Petey needs to start establishing his own identity. He's been mini pump for over a year now.
And it's gone over like, has it gotten over?
Led Zeppelin?
That's the most personality I've seen out of Petey. Because the first time I met him, I'm serious, he looked like a janitor.
We got another caller.
Oh?
Caller, hello.
Guess you forgot what night it was.
What? Penalties.
No, I think a sound effect must be played.
What an idiot you are.
I was thinking of something else, actually.
Okay.
That one.
That's like my favorite job.
Oh, good grief.
All right, go ahead, Jason.
Oh, good grief. I would love to take the half point. I don't give a crap match, but
okay, you got the half point.
No. But I'm actually going to say that P. Williams beats his old man, his mentor Scott Steiner in this one.
Fourth.
Yeah, even the highly intricated university diploma won't save Steiner. It's going to be
the typo.
Yeah, Steiner has been pretty much established as the jobber of the Main Event Mafia, and so I think Petey wins this somehow.
That boy.
Big Papa Pump will get dumped. Make believe Muscle wins.
Hey.
No, that is Scott Steiner.
Make believe Muscle, yeah.
No, make believe Muscle, yes.
And finally, the person who thought it was Thursday instead of Friday, that's why he's 30 minutes away from watching TNA Impact, VRM.
Yeah, I deserve that. When you factor in all the numbers, Steiner has a negative 133% chance of winning.
Yes!
Pretty easily.
Yeah, I'll go Petey Williams as well, making it the sweep. How about this one? This one would be tough to call. Abyss versus the Blueprint Matt Morgan.
Ooh.
And we start from the guy. We just start with VRM.
Wait, what? Why did you get on? Sorry.
Abyss versus Matt Morgan.
All right. Weapons are going to be involved. I think Abyss's back will make love to some packs again, like it normally does. So I'm actually going to go Matt Morgan on this one.
That boy.
I will go with Abyss.
Hey, Phil.
I think I'm going to take Matt Morgan.
Four.
Matt Morgan's going to win with some sort of a screwball finish. More likely just hit him with a chair and the rest back his turn, but he'll win.
Jason.
Matt Morgan will win this and Abyss will take another crazy bump. Unfortunately, that's what he's been doing lately.
Nikki.
Abyss needs rebuilding, but the blueprint is the future of the company. Morgan, fairly easily.
I would love to see a Gladiators tag team.
Oh.
Mike,
I know
Matt
where
Morgan
going with
wins.
That.
And I think a lot of people might be taking the half point on this match.
Wait a minute, before you go to this one, did I miss any?
For the Legends title, Booker T versus Shane Sewell, starting with Nikki Haymon.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I really don't give a flying, but I'm actually going to try for the point. There is no way on God's green earth that some guy that just took his ref shirt off is going to win his first match. Booker killed him.
That boy, you want to fix that?
Actually, I have a pick. Sewell by disqualification.
The no, I was talking about something else since you're a fat boy. He's actually wrestled before. He's wrestled a couple matches in TNA before, Nikki.
Sheik Abdul-Bashir, Reina Bell?
Yeah, but he's still a guy who just took his ref shirt off.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Jason?
I'll even go you one better. Shane Sewell wins the Legends Championship.
Oh,
what?
That's right.
Four?
I'm going to say Booker wins.
Typo.
I've said it before. I know how Vince Russo thinks, and that's why I'm going to say Shane Sewell wins the Legends title.
DRM.
I'm with Typo and Jason on this one. Shane Sewell wins the title.
Booker T wins. No. God. Yeah, I'll go Shane Sewell.
Win. Did I miss any matches? Or
no.
No.
Because
we just started it when you got in. Knockouts title match, ODB versus Austin Kong, part 7,842.
Oi.
VRM?
I'm going to swap in one word. Kong!
That boy.
The Kong-tourage helps out Austin Kong. She retains.
Correction, they can't.
Still, Kong will own ODB.
Typo.
So it's actually kind of hard because, I mean, there's a lot more heels that they could defend against the ODB one, but I just don't see it happening, so I'm going to go with Kong.
Fourth.
I'm going to go against the group. I'm going to say ODB gets an upset win and becomes the new champ.
Jason.
Kong's back. She's been working hurt for a long time now. I think they may give her some time off here. ODB wins the Knockouts Championship.
Nikki?
Oh, no, it's easy. It's about time they move that belt around. ODB for the win.
ODB for the win as well. I don't know if anybody's going to take the head point on this one. It's Eric Young versus Alex Shelley. TNA X Division title on the line. We go to Nikki Haymon.
No, I'm actually interested in this match. I'd like to see EY take it because they've been teasing getting the belt to him. Now, mind you, I have not been watching, so I don't know if he ever got it for a little bit or not. Officially, no. So why not officially yes now? Let's put it on EY.
Jason.
Match of the night here. Alex Shelley retains in a great match.
Fourth.
Shelley.
Typo.
I'm taking Shelley.
Fat boy.
Shelley.
GRM.
All right. First, I'd like to recant that statement. They did officially give it to him, but it was vacated like almost immediately afterwards. But I'm still going to go with Eric Young on this one. This is going to be the biggest match, I think.
I want to see a return of Team Canada. Damn it, Eric Young. And then Black. Now we have the TNA World Tag Team Title Match. Lethal Consequences versus Beer Money. Typo, if you ever get you should get a Beer Money shirt to go along with your Cowboy James Storm shirt.
I agree. Let's see.
But we start with VRM.
Beer Money, Lethal Consequences. Creed is quote unquote hurt, so I don't see it happening. Beer Money.
That boy.
It pays to be sorry about your damn luck. Beer Money Incorporated wins.
Typo.
They bring the $1 million belt and they keep it. Beer Money wins.
Fourth.
I'm going to say Beer Money, but I still get a horrible nervous feeling that Russo is going to hot shot the tag belts again. But I'm going with Beer Money.
Jason.
Beer Money is the second best tag team in the entire wrestling industry right now. They're not dropping the belt to them. They're not dropping the belt.
In your opinion, Jason, who are the first?
Miz and Morrison.
Oh, okay. I buy that. Nikki?
As they said, Lethal Consequences is a new team, I understand.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. About 3 months.
Yeah.
Too soon. Beer Money retained.
Even though Lethal Consequences have already won the belts for like a half minute.
Still too soon. I don't trust Russo.
I am going with Beer Money, and you know how you have the guns, and then you have Miz and Morrison, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. Imagine that match going on, and all of them are shirtless. That's what Nikki dreams about at night.
I have no idea what you're talking about. He wants to see Miz shirtless. Wow.
And Nikki has the special guest referee. Main event time.
Wait. What match did I just miss? Because
I
had to answer a call waiting. I remember Beer Money. Was there any other one in between this and the main event? Or
Shelley and Young. Did you say it?
Yeah, he did. We're at the main event now.
All right.
We have from the Dunkin' Donuts in the great state of obesity. Team 3D, Brother Ray and Brother Devon. The Icon Sting and Mr. Kurt Angle.
Is this a fatal four-way?
This is a fatal four-way. We are starting the most intelligent person here, Jason Block.
There is no way they're going to make Brother Ray and Brother Devon hold the world belts because they're eventually...
Sorry. I lapsed. This is the two-point question. Who wins and who takes the fall?
Okay. Okay, again, they're not going to have Brother Ray or Brother Devon win the belt at all. Kurt Angle is still going to go nuts because there's going to be a fucking schmoz between Jarrett and somebody or whatever. Sting will... will keep the belt, and he will pin Brother Ray.
We're going in order of intelligence tonight, so we go to Nikki.
I agree it's not going to be a Dudley making the pinfall. This is a pretty big coin toss. Sting's had it for a little bit.
Sting's had it for about 4 months.
Yeah, and Angle's still got his issues with Chief I Muck a Muck, Jeff Jarrett.
Chief I Muckety Muck.
Chief I Muckety Muck. Hey! Oh, sorry. You guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just heard you're off the host queue. Tell the little old lady, you go sit in the back.
Gladys, stop yelling. Stop being.
So Jared Cabang's angle, Sting pins brother Devon.
Then we go to Stat Boy.
Well, yeah. Both Jason and Nikki are right. Sting will win. However, I must go with Nikki. Brother Devon is going to be staring up the lights for 3 seconds.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, I don't see them taking it off of Sting. So I'm going to say Sting will retain and he will pin Brother Devon.
Fourth.
I have an interesting theory that Angle is going to basically do to Sting what every other tag team partner has ever done to him. So I think Angle is going to win by beating Sting.
Ooh.
DRM.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Sting. No, but Sting, after the schmoz button gets pressed several times over with both Jarrett and Joe coming out.
Oh, but remember, you also have AJ Styles who's not there.
So we might have some AJ interference. I think Joe's just going to go nuts and go after everybody.
In his new Umaga mask, basically?
Yeah, Joe Maga. But I'm
nice.
Still going to say Sting pins Devon.
Yeah, that one's a tough one because it's either going to be Kurt Angle or Sting because Kurt Angle's been acting like a pit bull over the past few weeks when it comes down to Sting. Remember, he put Sting in a handicap match. So it kind of feels like Kurt Angle has it out on Sting. And I think that's going to happen, but Kurt Angle is not going to pin Sting. What's going to happen is Sting hits the Scorpion Death Drop from Brother Devon. Kurt Angle grabs Sting, gives him the Olympic Slam, and then runs and pins Brother Devon for the 1-2-3.
So you're going against the grain and picking Kurt Angle to win the whole thing?
Kurt Angle pins Brother Devon, yeah.
Wow. You going against the grain on that one. All right, cool. Cool. All right.
And those are your pick-ems. And so how is everybody tonight?
Pretty good.
With Breaking Room 101 News, you now turn to the sports desk with your anchor, DRM.
Well, this past Tuesday or Wednesday, I forget which day it was now because I just had a beer, recent evidence has been opened in a certain perjury case.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Including several failed drug tests from 2000 and 2001, two of which were positive for nandrolone. Tonight's inductee into the sports version of Room 101 is the current asterisk home run king, Barry Bonds.
Wow. He's going in. He's definitely going in.
Oh, come on. Who hasn't gotten 10 times better in their senior year than their rookie year?
Mark McGuire's on the phone.
Tell me, but
I ain't stopping you.
Hang the
Please.
Book on him.
And besides, Jose Canseco was just laughing his ass off, literally.
And he's now, VRM, say poll.
Oh, Paul, you mean like BRM? Like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And
in other
related,
in, one second. In other related news, Michael Phelps has been suspended 3 months by the Olympic Committee for his. I forget who it was now.
USA Swimming. USA Swimming.
Thank
yeah.
you. For his pot photo in the what's the sun?
It was the news of the world.
News of the
yeah.
world.
Yeah,
he got wellness hammered. I hope they don't make him wear the singlet when he comes back.
Oh.
Oh.
There
wow.
you go. Well done.
Wow.
Well done.
There it is.
No, and,
oh, boy.
No, Nikki, you'll like this one. Rob Van Dam looked at the picture and said, man, you're doing it wrong.
I was going to say, I don't know which is worse, the fact that the picture got published or the fact that Phelps went to that magazine and said, please, please, please don't put that out there.
Yeah,
it
I know.
Ruined the image.
Yeah,
dumbass, you shouldn't be standing out there with a bong in the first place. I wouldn't have to leave your hotel room.
Right.
Yeah, he's 23 years old. We all did dumb things when we were 23. Well,
but,
yeah, but we were a national celebrity.
Oh, what? Oh, Jason, you just opened up a can of worms. What stupid thing did you do when you were 23?
Well, I will tell you some dumb thing I did in 18. And then, yes, this is going to embarrass myself in front of the world, but I'll say it anyway. When I was 18 years old, I got so ripped, I passed out in the middle of the hallway and had to get kicked in the head by a friend of mine to wake my ass up.
Oh.
And Randy said, get up, damn it.
Sir, come on. We all did stupid stuff. However, we're all not Michael Phelps.
As I said,
we're 23. Yes.
We weren't national celebrities, so it didn't matter.
Right. Exactly. It all comes down to this, you know. Michael Wilbon had a great article about this. He basically said that Phelps was packaged as the American hero, the American image guy, you know, the guy who your kids could look up to. Well, your image just got busted.
The American hero athlete doing drugs?
Oh no.
Yeah, well.
And now I get to throw somebody in the room 101. We'll save Michael Phelps for another day. I'm throwing somebody who's been the biggest bitch since I've ever seen her show for the past 2 years. Somebody so vile, so disgraceful to the world of law that she needs to be kicked off the bar. Nancy fucking Grace.
What did she do this
time?
Besides giving Mark Barrow a place to bitch.
Nice. Gotta bring that list out somewhere.
Yep.
But what in particular?
Well, I'm going to bring up some past notes about why I should have thrown her in sooner. During a demonstration of her show, on her show, you know, someone was holding up a model of a little baby, you know, a scale model of a baby, you know, to describe what happened in a certain accident. She spouts off and says, that's a model, not a baby. Like the arrogant bitch that she is.
Understatement.
Yeah.
Da.
Well, can I just throw in my dumbass of the week myself? May I?
Who's your dumbass of the week?
Her name is Nadia Suleiman.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, Nadia Suleiman is basically a broodmare. This is the woman who gave birth to 8 children this week.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh. She just wants to be loved.
Okay.
Sorry, Forrest.
Okay.
That was like four horrid jokes in one show.
So,
guess what, Forf? Congrats!
Oh, cruel face!
Wow! Mr.
Brain Walker would say hi.
There were 15 reasons. Somebody was going to go in before him.
Now I'm in with Brain Walker. He's in.
You know,
what does it look like in there, Forth?
Oh, it's kind of weird. It smells almost like the back of a cesspool from Burger King, so.
Oh, God. Oh. No, but all serious and joking aside, this woman just gets my goat. There is another woman whose name escapes me who got the world record breast implants this week. I swear to God, this is true.
I saw that.
Haven't you heard about Gordon Pepper is still looking at the photos right now? By the way, you can see Gordon Pepper's views on We Love to Interrupt on GameShowNewsNet.com, along with Jason Block's views on the Block Party Podcast in text form, or you can go to the website BlockPartyPodcast.com.
Yeah, so I have three new podcasts that just came out this week. Anyway, seriously, they are, and I swear to God this is true, each one of them has a gallon of saline apiece.
That's just dangerous.
They are, I swear to God, 38 triple K. Triple K.
That hurts just thinking about that.
Okay? This is just dumb on so many levels, and honestly speaking, if you've got that little self-esteem, you know, as Benny Hill once said, there's big and there's abusing the privilege. That's definitely it. Good God.
Mr. Angle, I think you have an answer for that.
Yeah.
Screw your moves.
But good.
Every
from Houston,
every
Texas.
One of them.
We're not lying about the everything's bigger in Texas thing.
Wow, that's right. She wasn't. She is from Texas, isn't she?
Yeah, she's from Houston.
Yeah, that's right. And now, and she went down to Brazil for these things. If I read right.
Yeah, wow. No one in Texas would do it. They got to a certain point where they said, no, we're not doing it any bigger. So she had to leave the country to get it done.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
I'm not going to throw in the big boobs person just yet. We got to do one thing before that.
Screw your boobs!
Now we can throw her in.
I thought we had a widened door for her.
Yeah, you got to widen the door.
No,
Braden Walker made
wide
it plenty wide.
Yeah.
Hey.
And now we throw in the, oh, by the way, about the person who gave birth to Octopus, I don't know if you said this yet, but beforehand she had 6 kids.
Yes,
she's currently living with her father, and she filed for bankruptcy a few months ago.
Yes, so basically, the residents of the state of California, whoever are listening out there, that's on your dime, okay?
State of California, James Storm has a message for you.
Sorry about your damn
luck.
Oh.
RVD
and now Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
Oh, I so longed for this day. May you rest in peace, you fucking bitch.
Wow, okay. Now,
speaking, said Nancy Grace, because that segues into another news story that we're going to talk about today. WWE
24/7. Huh?
How did Nancy Grace get into that?
What was she covering for about a month in 2007?
Okay.
Getting demoted from
Wall.
Four Horsemen to Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
All right. Here's what's happening on 24/7 this month. I'm going to list off 2 pay-per-views. You tell me what they have in common. Super Brawl 3, Vengeance 2002.
A man known as Hardcore Holly?
Miserably.
No, Chris. What? Hello?
Yeah, go on. You're still on the air. Ignore that bitch.
Both of them main evented Chris Benoit. Chris Benoit are the main event, if I'm not mistaken.
Doesn't he open them both?
I will give you 1 point. Actually, Typho's got it right. Chris Benoit was prominently featured in both of those pay-per-views. And come March, when we have WrestleMania time.
Oh, God.
WrestleMania X7 will be on the marquee, and also the SmackDown beforehand.
Well, to be fair, his match also featured Kurt Angle, so they could just say, oh, we cut it because of Angle.
It's two blurs fighting.
Here another one of those stupid... The footage was destroyed. Mute me because I'm gonna shoot somebody in a minute.
No, you know what? I think they might show it. Do you think?
Better.
Well, I'm asking, Seidelman, do you think that they are going to?
It's been around since that. Well, here's what happened. I consider this as a Super Bowl 3 was voted by the fans as the pay-per-view they wanted to see. So I'm thinking they might have listened a little bit to the fans that buy 24/7 because I don't know how many people buy 24/7 for the $9 a month. I think maybe, I don't know what the buys are, like around 100,000, 200,000 a month for that subscription service.
That sounds about right.
And I know about 30 of them from WrestleCrap.
Yeah, I'm a monster.
R.D. Reynolds is one of them. Blade Braxton's one of them. Triple Kelly's one of them. I'm one of them.
Hi, I'm one of them too.
Fat Boy Josh Henniger is one of them. And my friend Carl Schneer, who Nikki knows.
I do.
Kind of. He
okay.
also helped out on Tyler's old show.
Okay.
He has 24/7, and he's kind of a completist as well. I kind of think that they're going to be airing this, and we have another caller. Caller, hello.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Mike. Just listening.
Oh.
The WWE?
Yeah, we're talking about WWE 24/7 and the possible return of the Chris Benoit footage. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, just go on.
Silence. Just go with it.
All right. So what's happening is in March they'll be showing WrestleMania X7 and the SmackDown beforehand. Chris Benoit probably featured in both of those things, especially since in SmackDown it was, Chris Benoit versus Kurt Angle.
And what was the match at X7?
Chris Benoit versus Kurt Angle.
I'm saying that I don't think they'll show it. I think they will. I'm going to give it to them, and what I would advise you to do is, since you pay for it, I would advise you to check it out and see if they do.
Yeah, I am going to check it out because the Pick Your Big One's going to air on the 10th, and I think Vengeance 2002 is going to air on the 11th of February. And also more 24/7 news, they have just started airing another batch of one of my favorite territories of all time, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling. Those old episodes are now airing on 24/7 right now.
Good stuff.
I mean, especially, this is from 1981. Lance Russell and David Crockett, this was before he got really annoying.
Okay.
And here you had Roddy Piper, Jake Roberts, Sergeant Slaughter, Ricky Steamboat, Paul Jones, the Briscoe Brothers, the real Briscoe Brothers, Jack and Gerald, not Jay and Mark. And I like this show. I like this stuff. However, the one thing that's kind of weird about it is the camera angle, but once you get used to the camera angle, it's actually pretty good. and the crowd goes miles.
No,
to be fair, I don't have 24/7.
Oh,
neither do I.
And also
I
in
but I want to know.
Nikki, once Tuesday comes and I see that pick your big one, I will check it out for you. If Benoit's there, I will call you and that's your cue to order.
Okay. I had a major bitch fit with my cable company recently. I don't know if I want to give them the satisfaction. I'm not copping out. True story. I have spent the last 18 hours yelling at my cable company for lying to me. I received a 10-day notice on the 29th. The paperwork was dated the 27th. Today is the 6th, the 10th day. They were getting their money today because I got paid today. My service was off as of 11:50 p.m. February 5th.
Yeah, I heard the reaction when you got home.
That's true. You were on the phone with me, Seidelman, but what followed was a 20-minute phone call to the cubicle weenies in Louisville, and you guys know who you are, who said they wouldn't do anything until they took money from me, which is bullshit. I told them they were getting their money, and they cannot take a customer to their word. And they are perfectly fine with lying to customers. So not only did I call and chew him out, the next morning on my way to work, I chewed somebody else out. I received a call a little bit later, and I explained to them what was going on. They said, "We are not lying to you." I said, I read your letter from cover to cover, and I don't see anything that tells me that you can cut me off before the 10 days are over. Well, you're subject to, I said, after the 10 days. You don't turn me off at 9. If you want it sooner, you need to tell me 7. I received one more phone call from a little old lady who apparently doesn't want to fight. And I told her the check was in the mail and she was okay with that. I wish she'd called me first. We wouldn't have had this problem.
Also in 20... Oh, sorry. But, yeah, more evil cable stories to come in the next few weeks. Also on 24/7, Jim Ross's old friend is going to be on 24/7.
Which particular one?
Cowboy Bill Watts.
Oh, God.
Well, let's hope that Eric Watts' footage gets left out for any reason.
Actually, the subject they're going to be talking about is the Texas Territories and Texas Superstars.
Yay.
The history of Texas wrestling. So if I remember correctly, they got Michael Hayes, they got Jim Ross, they got Bill Watts, and I think Jerry the King Lawler. Gene Okerlund as the host. Which is apt, because on 24/7 this month is the last episode of Tuesday Night Titans.
Aww.
You know what I'm hoping for it to be replaced by?
Prime time.
No, they
Superstars?
Already air prime time.
Shotgun?
No. I want my WCW Worldwide, damn it.
I was kidding.
Oh, that would be nice.
Hopefully you'll get some of the Disney tapings.
Oh, God.
Said you'll get WCW Prime. Dusty Rhodes' Moo Match of the Week.
Oh, God. Anyway, It is about midnight on my end, so I'm out of here, guys. I'll talk to you.
Okay, Jason. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow for We Love to Interrupt, which you can see on GameShowNewsNet.com, hosted by Chairman Chico Alexander and Commissioner Gordon Pepper.
You got it. Talk to you guys later.
Night, Jason.
Bye.
Bye.
And with Jason heading off for tonight, we are heading into the Archive 6, where we're going to have some fun. We are going to be comparing wrestlers to Pokemon.
Oh,
Pokemon!
I'm doing that. And we'll be doing that into archive.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're doing it right now. Good night, everybody.
Good night to the live people.
Pokemans.
Oh, God.
Pokemans.
Let me tell you them.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
My fault, guys. I think I was the one who got Seidelman started on this when I was talking about Nikki's sketchbook and anthropomorphic posters after something that happened at PT Wrestling last night. And I'll be happy to explain. I admit that I have odd tastes in what wrestlers I like. I am probably the last Hurricane and Rosie fan on the planet. But I had gotten some recognition from Rosie at a couple different house shows when he spotted the posters I was drawing. Since I can't draw human beings in my life, I draw Hanna-Barbera style, a.k.a. they all look like funny animals. So, essentially, Hurricane is a North Carolina farm cat, and Rosie is a wild boar. There, Mr. Seidelman's reindeer got kicked into place.
Oh,
not me.
Oh.
Not me.
Probably this other guy that called in and has been talking.
Mute him.
Problem fixed. Okay. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So, as I was saying, just like I said, my artwork has a little bit of a reputation, but Rosie was the first wrestler to take my posters from me and keep them in his residence. He actually has one of the one poster I drew of them as tag team champions hanging in his office.
Wait a minute, doesn't he live in, like, Dayton?
He lives in Cincinnati right now, actually.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, he's just picking up with PT Wrestling in North Cincinnati, Jimmy Wang Yang's outfit. He wrestled
uh-huh.
his first match with us last night against Benjamin Chimera.
Nice. Nice.
So, Stat Boy, since you're in the Ohio area and you have some time to kill on a Thursday night, the next show being February 18th,
ooh.
Go down to PT Wrestling and support PT Wrestling.
Down in Cincinnati, wait a minute, when was this, the 18th?
The next show will be, give me a calendar, the next show will be February 19th.
19th.
It's a Thursday night.
I can't.
Why
now
not?
I can't. Well, let's see now. I've got a meeting for my gaming club, and we have our gaming convention the very next day. And we're going to be running with our heads chopped off the entire weekend, starting on Thursday.
Wait. You said a gaming con?
Gaming convention, yes.
Are you looking for more, would you be interested in having somebody down there running? I'd like to swap some emails with you, sir.
We've got quite a few people running. We're pretty much good to go. Although more people, hosting games and whatnot would be always appreciated.
I have, there's a gentleman in Columbus that I know who is the publisher of Fellowship of the White Star, the follow-up to the Living Death series.
Question, what is his name?
Victor Long.
Victor Long, let me check here real quick on our registration system, see if he's actually, you know, on here.
I can give you his email if you need it.
Probably won't need it. Just need to wait for this website to. Okay, there we go. Never mind. Search events. His name again is
Victor Long.
Long Victor?
Yeah.
I do not see him, nor do I see White Star Games.
Okay.
Although, if he wants to run, please let him get a hold of me.
One second.
All right.
Go ahead and see your email, sir.
All right. Wait a minute. trying to remember.
Wait. I don't approve of swapping personal emails over the radio show unless for my own personal gain.
My fault.
No, that's cool. Seidel, and do you have anybody's AIM that's still on the phone here?
PK Sandman.
Yo, let me get on here. I am now on.
I'm not that hard to find.
All right. I'll probably send you a MySpace message, and then we'll go from there.
Cool, because I would like to get Victor. Victor needs some more convention exposure, and I realize that's, you know, we're still 3 months out from Origins, which is his next big con.
Yeah.
If he doesn't do it, I know that my significant other, Bear, might come down with a couple of books and a handful of modules. Hell, I'll even run mine.
Oh, nice.
So, hey, Josh, this is your chance to become infamous.
True.
So, it's just an offer. You know, like I said, just send me MySpace, me the information, and I'll forward it to Victor and see if he wants to do that particular convention.
All right.
Much obliged. And I apologize for the interruption, Mr. Seidelman. I didn't mean to...
That's quite all right, because this was actually quite interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on how gaming cons work. Now, if we got into otaku cons, then we'd have to hire Kefka. And by the way, if you haven't seen the videos of Kefka otaku cons or, you know, anime cons or gaming cons and stuff like that, look that up on YouTube. It is very hilarious stuff, especially his most recent one. One of his most recent ones they did in Jacksonville, where his partner was Harley Quinn.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, dear.
But enough of that. Let's talk about Pokemon and wrestlers.
Pokemans. Let me show you
them. Pokemans, let me show you them.
Pikachu!
Sadly, I still have Pokemon for the DS.
I have the original Pokemon Stadium with adaption pack.
Nice.
I have a binder in the spare bedroom full of first generation Pokemon cards. Don't bug me.
Nikki. I've got a binder chock full of them.
I have a nice... Not anymore, they're not.
I know.
I don't have that much Pokemon stuff, so...
Unless you have, like, a first-generation Charizard, then no.
I have every game from Red through Silver, including Snap and Stadium, and the trading card game for Game Boy.
By the way, would you like a manual for the trading card game for the Game Boy? I mean, the tips and tricks booklet for it?
No, I have no idea where it is, and I don't even know if I have a regular working old Game Boy. I only have my DS and Pokemon Diamond.
I think my brother has Diamond. I think he has Diamond or Pearl. But for an example, I'm gonna give Nikki Heyman a Nikki Heyman's gonna give me a wrestler, and I'm gonna give you what Pokemon he or she would be. This could be from any organization. This would be like from WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, whatever.
Okay. Give me 1 second because I was looking for my Pokemon card. This will help me. No, I don't have my Charizard anymore. Okay. No, I don't want to look at these anymore already because they have price tags on them. Okay, Eric Young.
Eric Young?
Yeah.
Eric Young.
Eric Young is a Paris.
I don't think so. He seems too scared.
That's
to
right.
Be a Paris.
Remember the Paris in the cartoon?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He hasn't been that scared lately, so.
I'm just along for the ride, gentlemen.
I'm just trying to think here, because I'm pretty much going through the online version.
To the online Pokedex.
Yep.
That's
remember,
Mojo?
We're going original 150.
The original 150. Okay, I was looking in the 300s.
Oof. Mickey hasn't played...
I stopped at the original Game Boy ones. I beat Blue. That's probably about it.
Okay. So you do know original 150.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We just leave it with the original 150?
Yeah.
So am I picking another one, or are we just not debating it?
Trying to debate this, but I can't find one that exactly emulates Eric Young.
So
kind of sucks.
Next one, Nikki.
All right. Let's see. I'll give you one from last night, the Bellas.
Dual Vile Plumes.
Oh.
Ooh. No.
No one better. Dual Gloom.
No.
No.
They're not Doom and Gloom. They're pretty much... They are happy bubbly, but...
Going out to the original 150, plus one mining then?
Yeah, no.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the correct answer. But that's,
yeah.
So, that's what, gold and silver?
Yes, that's gold and silver.
Oh, you're talking the positive and negative peaches?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good with that.
All right.
Claudio Castagnoli.
Hey.
Yay.
I think we have our Onyx.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm good with that.
By the way, we're turning this into a YouTube video.
Oh,
God. Oh my. Okay. And my YouTube cherry's been popped. Oh, God.
I've already technically been featured on YouTube as someone used a Photoshopped image I made.
My ring announcing's on YouTube, and a video of one of my infamous promos, the night everybody turned their back on me, is online.
And also Adrenaline X featuring Nikki Hammond versus the Kid and...
Sid Angel.
Oh.
But... No, they posted the January 1st PT Wrestling show, the night everybody turned their back on me, and my client Russ Jones against Ronnie Bailey, which was a fair middling match. And our run-in at the end of the show where my client choked out their top champion, King of Cincinnati, Deja Vu Richard Williams. And I was out of position, so Joe saw it, and that was a right cross to my wallet. We're getting off topic.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's see. Help me out here, gentlemen.
How about Batista?
It's either Machoke or Machamp. It's got to be one or the other.
No, it's not.
I was going to make him a Venusaur. Big guy with a huge federation on his back.
He's a Blastoise.
No, Blastoise, that works.
Yeah, that does.
Footnote, in my anthropomorphics, I draw him as a sea turtle, so we're on the right track. Now you have to give him giant cannons just coming out of his back. No, he's already got it. He's already got a good set of guns. Excuse me.
Stop getting choked up now, Nikki.
I'm trying to focus on the task at hand and not Batista's guns. Anyway. All right, ODB.
There's your no. With the way she is right now, I'm going to say she's a Grimer.
Yeah, Grimer, it sounds about right.
But she's this close from evolving.
Yeah.
If she wins the world title, she evolves into a muck.
Yeah. Muck-a-muck-a-muck-a-muck-a-muck. Hi. What?
So, until she's a world title, she's a Grimer.
Okay. A muck a muck a muck a muck a muck a muck a muck.
Muck! Muck, muck!
I'm making a different joke, but that's okay.
Oh.
So, Cute Kip and which one of the beautiful people is Team Rocket?
Well, both of them are more masculine than James.
Oh!
No!
That is true.
Oh, no.
Wait. Meow?
What did that make Q-Kip meow?
Yes, I thought the same thing, DRM. Does that make Kip meow?
Yeah.
That's right. And I just had a horrible, horrible thought. Awesome Kong or Rocket Khan, it's one or the other, is Jinx.
Dear God.
Neither one is Jinx.
No. We figured that out already. Awesome Kong's a Knight or Queen.
Okay, I can see. Wait a minute. I just thought of it. Shame it's from the Gold and Silver series, but Rocket Khan is Giraffarig.
Yeah. That makes much sense.
That hurts my brain. Wow.
Oh, I've got a good one for you, Finn. Whoever's been listening to whoever's been reading WrestleCrap, listening to WrestleCrap Radio, better get this one. Mickey James.
Rapid Ash.
I'll give you a point, but think smaller.
Ponyta?
Yep, she's a Ponyta.
I actually would have thought her to be a little bit different. I thought she would have been one from the newest series, a Spoink. A spring-loaded pig.
No.
That's not quite right. Damn it.
Nope.
That's not all that nice either.
But Ponyta, Rapidash, either one works.
I'll give you a real easy one here, Seidelman. Jillian Hall.
Jinx with white skin.
Yes!
No, actually, I had a Pokemon in mind.
Oh, I know which one.
Which one's the really loud ass? Damn it,
no, the one that sings and puts everybody to sleep and pisses them off.
Jigglypuff.
Oh, God, we're such nerds.
Oh, God.
I'm sure nerd Matt Stryker will love you for it.
Yeah. Oh,
I feel like an outsider right now.
Me too.
It's pretty sure
I'll call
Scott
Hall.
A Snorlax?
What did you say, Nikki?
A Snorlax?
That's Bobby Dempsey.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Here's a question. Who's Cena?
Well, someone who could overcome the odds.
Ah, Machamp is here?
Yeah, he's a Machamp.
After all, Machamp is here. Machamp? Here.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. However, I think I have Machamp all figured out.
I heard it last night, so I already know the answer.
Since Machamp is the highest evolved form of, you know, the muscle types, who do you think it is?
I already know, man. You told me last night.
No, I'm talking to the other guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys know?
I can only guess. Ultimate Warrior?
No.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, that is a good one, though.
Lashley?
Nope. I'll just say it. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
I'm thinking him.
Hulk Hogan is my champ.
I can see it. I can see it.
Next wrestler, Nikki.
Give me a second. Oh, yes, I want to laugh out of everybody. Charlie Haas.
Ditto.
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 That was a softball one.
I know, but I wanted to make sure you got, you know, the rest of the gang got that one.
Yeah.
So, I mentioned Charlie, so what is Shelton Benjamin?
Shelton Benjamin?
Mm-hmm.
I would put him at either I would put him at Charmeleon.
No. I'm thinking War Turtle.
Okay. Interesting.
That's a Pokemon that doesn't hardly get any respect. A War Turtle.
You don't see him very often. I don't remember seeing him very often. Let's see. And bounce around ROH for a minute.
We haven't done any we've hardly done any TNA.
Okay. Let's see. Team 3D.
Team 3D?
Mm-hmm.
Couple of Gravelers.
Yeah.
How better? A couple of Golems. Golems actually roll around.
Yeah, it would be Golems. Nice pair of Golems.
Let's see. Matt Morgan.
Matt Morgan?
Yeah.
Rhydon. Rhydon or Nidoking?
He's Nidoking. I'd go with Nidoking. I think I have somebody else in mind for Rhydon.
Let's see. Just for shits, Don West.
Which version, coffee or wheezing, has already been established in Russell?
Yeah, he's a wheezing. Right now, I'm going to drop the Don West was wheezing picture right now. There it goes. Don West is wheezing.
You, hey, Don, you gotta be kidding me. Got that?
Wait, I have one wrestler to think of. I want to ask who you guys think is Pokemon, because he's on the screen right now. Ezekiel Jackson.
He is Venusaur.
I'm going to say, because he's always catching Brian Kendrick when he gets out of the ring, I'm going to say he's Kangaskhan.
There you go.
Well, that's even better.
Although I would have, Poliwrath wouldn't have worked. Not at all.
I think he's right. Ezekiel Jackson is Kangaskhan.
Yeah.
And Brian Kendrick's the little baby Kangaskhan.
Let's see. All right. Steiner, and since there's still a connection until Sunday, Petey.
Well, Petey Williams is a Machop.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess that makes Scott Steiner a macho.
Yeah.
Blames a lot, don't it? Let's see.
Oh, I got a good one.
All right.
How about The Miz and John Morrison?
I need something flashy for this, for these guys.
Because you know who I think The Miz is?
Who?
Akira.
Cubone.
No, I said Cubone. He said something else.
Nah.
Because I think Miz is more. I think The Miz is a Fero, because if you take a look at Fero's head.
Oh, Fero. I thought you said somebody else entirely.
No,
I would agree.
The Miz is Fero. Now, what about John Morrison?
Too awesome for a Pokemon.
There are no Pokemon with 8 packs.
He's Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I think I had somebody else in mind for Mewtwo. I think Vince, the evil genius himself, was Mewtwo.
Well, that's...
But Vince was never that cool.
You're right. John Morrison is the most badass Pokemon to man, Mewtwo. I would have also thought of him as a Kadabra.
Well, somebody's got to be able to cast the slow motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Mewtwo's can't.
Well, they can quite a bit.
Yeah.
I got one for all of you. Jamie Noble.
Is a Pichu.
Yeah.
I'm going small. I'm going Rattata.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, Rattata. Rattata.
Here's one that's an easy one. Rhino.
Rye Horn.
Yeah.
Or Rye Dawn, whichever. Oh,
no.
He's a Rye Horn. He's a Rye Horn.
Let's see. I'd have to use the expanded list. Undertaker is a Murkrow.
Wait, what, a Murkrow?
No, I go Gengar for Undertaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, Undertaker's the Gengar.
Okay.
The King of Darkness himself, I mean, since he disappears way into the dark, all he'd be able to see is his face. Gengar, Gengar, Gengar.
So what does it make the Boogeyman?
Haunter.
Yeah.
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 And I think I got a good one for Kane. But for
Let's
using
know,
the original 150.
Magmar?
No.
A Flareon? No, that's too small. And
it's also too cute. If for... I would say Kane was a Charizard, but his more perfect adaptations in Silver and Gold. Because I view Kane as a Houndoom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I've called him Hellhound for years. Oh, and the Hardys?
I go with a flying type here.
How about... Yeah, I don't know what to call Jeff. I have a good idea for Matt. How about Matt Hardy as... God. I don't know.
I see Jeff as one of the flying types, like a Pidgeotto.
Yeah, Pidgeotto.
Mm-hmm.
But for Matt, how about for Matt a... How about a dugong? No?
No.
No.
Weeping Bell? No.
No.
No, 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 no.
Dragonair?
Not really.
No.
Man, Matt Hardy's hard to decide.
How about a Tauros?
Nah, that's too big. I was thinking maybe an Abra.
Yeah. No.
That's too small.
Remember, Abra's only no teleport.
Suicide's Abra.
Yes.
Suicide. Yeah. So, Suicide is an Abra. Wow. Ow. I just did something stupid. Ow. Ah.
Shame on you, sir.
I had the groin pull, the likes of which you'll never see.
Well, want to see that?
Some of the guys on Capitol Hill, maybe, but I don't know.
I hate to do this, guys, but I'm fading fast. I'm going to jump.
And Nikki Haman has whited out.
Sorry, guys. Plus, I got a gig tomorrow, so. All
right. Have a good night, Nikki.
Night, Nikki.
Yep, good night.
This was fun, though. Don't, you know. Don't fault me for trying.
Nah, we're not faulting you.
All right. I'll be back, just not tonight.
Right.
Night.
Take care of yourself.
All right. Good night.
Night, guys.
See ya.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Now let's table Matt and go. Let's table Matt for now and come back to the next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This show will be saved, and we could do this again next week. We could throw in more names and make more Pokemon. This would make for a better video.
Yeah.
I think this is already going to be turned to 4 videos already for all the time that we chewed up.
Shoof.
So, with that said, I'm Richard O'Brien. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.